Hi, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Questions Are the Answers, How to Empower Your Life by Asking Yourself the Right Questions, where I talk about empowering questions and disempowering questions, so you can train yourself to ask empowering questions to empower your life rather than asking disempowering ones that disempowers your life. Because when you encounter challenges in life, you can either be bigger than the problem or let the problem be bigger than you. And by asking the right questions, you can put yourself in a receptive, empowered state to receive a solution rather than just banging the drum of the problem, which does nothing but create more problems for yourself. But if you want to live life where you are always creating greater and greater improvement in your life, more abundance, more fun, more love, more joy, etc., then you've got to train yourself to ask the right questions. You've got to become a master of solutions rather than a master of focusing on problems. So enjoy my video and podcast. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you enjoy this video podcast, please share it with your friends. Come visit me at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create an amazing, abundant, happy, healthy, wealthy life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, so here we go. Questions are the answers. So now the basic questions in this article came from training from the amazing master of self-development, Anthony Robbins. So thanks, Tony, for this amazing training for these questions, which I've expanded on and played with for my own evolvements and clarity. And so I recommend getting into any and all Tony Robbins materials, books, videos, etc., seminars. So again, welcome to my video, Questions to the Answers, where if you can ask yourself the right questions, you're going to create for yourself an amazing life. So let's talk about disempowering questions, which are the kinds of questions that the majority of people ask themselves when they encounter undesirable situations in their life, because the majority of people do not understand that they create their own reality and they believe themselves to be victims to external circumstances. So disempowering questions reinforce the problem and build problems, little problems, into big huge mountains. Disempowering questions, of course, are problem oriented and not solution oriented, and by asking them, you just create more problems. Here's some examples of disempowering questions. Why does this always happen to me? Where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? Why do I keep sabotaging myself? Why did he or she leave me? Why doesn't he or she love me? Why don't people like me? Why can't I maintain a healthy relationship? Why do lovers leave me? Why am I broke? Why can't I get it together financially? Why can't I get out of debt? Why have I such a shit job? Why can't I, etc.? So you can see that these questions are focused upon what you don't like and don't want and focused on the problem. And when you focus on what you don't like and don't want and just focus on problems, you keep manifesting more of what you don't like and don't want and more problems. Disempowering questions contain only the problem within them, and probably a completely false premise that is absolutely not true. For instance, why doesn't she love me? Well, that assumes that she does not love you. Well, that's just your belief, some idea that you have in this moment because she's not or he's not doing something that makes you feel loved. Why can't I get it together financially? Well, that assumes that you can't get it together financially. You're never going to be able to get it together financially. Well, obviously, there's no solution there because you're just focused on the idea, the belief that you can't get it together financially, which, of course, is a false premise entirely. Why does this always happen to me? Well, that assumes that nothing ever goes right for you. Well, of course, things can go right for you if you learn to focus in that right direction. Where did I go wrong? Well, that assumes that you did something wrong. Well, you did nothing wrong. There is no such thing as doing anything wrong. Fact of the matter is you can do no wrong, and especially if you learn how to focus upon solutions rather than problems. And you especially learn to revel in the clarity and growth that you've experienced from this challenge in life that you don't like and love, because this thing, this challenge, this thing you don't like and love has given you great clarity about what you do like and do want. So revel in that. Enjoy that. Congratulate yourself for that clarity. The clarity that you have received, that you now know what you do like and do want. And of course, the clarity that you now have, that's where you need to focus your attention on what you do like and do want, which is the solution. Disempowering questions focus upon conditions outside of yourself that are impossible to control, such as how others think and feel, especially about you. Disempowering questions focus upon trying to change external conditions so that you will feel happy. But you will never be happy with that focus because you are not in control of external circumstances, only internal ones. And when your focus is upon changing external reality to feel good, that premise implies that you can't feel good unless external things change. Again, something you have no control over, so your happiness is always going to elude you. And in regard to other people and what they think and feel about you, well, you can't get other people in your life to change how they think, feel, and act. You can only change how you think, feel, and act so that you can manifest a better class of people who think, feel, and act in better alignment with your values. Disempowering questions are similar in a way to the excuses that people use in their life to justify their alleged disempowered life, as well as to justify taking no action, justifying their fears, just basically justifying really false premises and false beliefs that just are not true. They also use them to justify their alleged failures in life, but there's no such thing as failures. There are only results. There are only outcomes. Thanks, Tony Robbins, for that insight. And you always get a result. You always get an outcome, so you can't ever fail. The only time you ever fail is if you quit. And winners never quit. You can't fail even if you get knocked down, if you get up and try again and stay on the path to success, well, eventually you're going to achieve your dreams. So you can't ever fail because things are always improving if you're on the path. So questions change where you focus your attention. Ask the right question and you will focus on the solution. The solution will present itself to you. Ask the wrong questions and you will continue focusing on problems. And of course, nothing but problems are going to come your way. Empowering questions presuppose a solution. They presuppose a new direction towards what you want rather than what you don't want. Empowering questions inspire you to take action, whereas disempowering ones motivate you to feel sorry for yourself and do nothing. Now here's some empowering or solution-oriented questions. Yay! All right, so these are the kind of questions you want to ask yourself when you have encountered a issue in life. Sit down, grab a spiral pad of paper or some blank paper, and ask these questions. So what is great about this problem? Or what possible benefit could I receive from this situation? Or how can I profit from this? Or what lessons can I learn from this? Questions number two, what is not perfect yet? Which presupposes that there it can be perfect, can improve. What improvements are coming my way? Again, presupposing that improvements can come your way. What will make this perfect? Questions number three, what am I willing to do to make it the way I want it? Well, this question inspires you to take action. It gives you action things that you can take action on. What am I dedicated to achieving or changing to make this perfect or to make this improve in my favor? Well, this question presupposes that you are willing to do something about this situation and a solution is actually possible. Number four, what am I willing to give up, sacrifice, or no longer do to make this the way I want it? Or how can this work out in my favor? Number five, how can I enjoy the process of creation while I do what is necessary to make this the way I want it? So this helps, this gets you focused on the journey, the adventure, rather than just being result-oriented. What aspects of this can I enjoy, like, and appreciate? So where's the gold here? If you just focus on the crappy bits of this, well, of course, you're just going to get more crappy bits. So where's the good bits? What aspects of this are working well? Focus on those, and you're going to attract more things that are working well. How can this work out in my favor? So imagine how this could turn around in your favor. Number six. So this is a great thing to say to yourself. It's sort of like an affirmation rampage, based on the premise that you can't fail and never can do anything wrong because things are always improving and you're on the path, etc., etc. So number six, since I can't get anything wrong because I'm always learning and growing and expanding, and since everything always goes my way and everything always turns out in my favor, then that means no matter how bad this may appear, it is inevitable that it will all turn in my favor. Yeehaw. And I may not know how, but everything has to go my way. So here's some additional just kind of generally empowering questions to get you focused on your general empowerment, your dreams, your desires, etc. What is the purpose of my life? What am I most passionate about? You know, just write all these things down. Do I like to help people? All these things get you focused on your values, you know. And when you're living your life based on your values, you're going to be happy and fulfilled. What are the empowering traits that I admire most in myself and others? Why am I here on earth? There must be a very powerful reason why I'm here on earth. What could that reason possibly be? What do I like most about Earth and life on Earth? So write all those things down. What am I really committed to being, doing, or having in my life? So, of course, that gets you focused on your dreams and desires. Once again, why are you here on Earth? Well, you're here on this Earth to have fun and manifest your hopes, dreams, and desires into physical reality. You're here to be a creator. Another question, what are my most passionate dreams that I wish to fulfill in this lifetime? Again, getting you focused on your dreams and desires. There must be an empowering reason for every positive or negative experience in my life. So, focus on that. So, here's some more empowering questions. What do I appreciate in my life? Again, looking for the gold in your life. What is working well? When you focus on what is working well, you manifest and attract more of what's working well. What are my best qualities? Pay no attention to the qualities you don't like. Just focus on the good qualities. What is that person's best qualities? Again, relationship, friend, coworker, boss, whoever it is, focus on their good qualities and you'll bring out more good things in them and other people. What do I like best about myself? What am I most proud about myself and what I've accomplished? You know, write those things down. Focus on those things and you'll create more things to be proud about. What are some of my best successes? Focus on your successes. You'll attract and create more successes in your life. So when you have an issue in your life, bring out those self-empowering, solution-oriented questions and sit down and write down those solutions. Here's a little quick example without going through in them, because I've done pages and pages and pages for myself in regards to issues that I wanted to balance out in my life. Problem. Okay, using this as an example, lack of customers or lack of the right kind of customers, the kind of customers that actually want to pull out their credit card. Question number one, what is great about this problem? What can I learn from this problem? How can I benefit from this? Answer, well, by experiencing what I don't like, I get clarity about what I do like and what I do want. Now I know where to focus my attention on what I do like and do want, which is people that are open and teachable and fun. And question number two, what will make this perfect? Answer, well, releasing my attention upon what I don't want and don't like was going to help me manifest what I do like and do want. So go just do pages and pages and pages, doing rampages about solutions, and just let it flow. Just let it flow in answer to those very empowering questions. And just brainstorm, allowing those solutions to come. You know, ask empowering questions like, you know, how can I get this to turn around in my favor? How can this become a victory for me rather than a defeat? How can I have fun turning this into a victory? Is if you're not having fun doing this, well, then you're missing the boat. Because this is supposed to be fun. You're here to have fun. You're here to create and have fun creating your dreams and desires into physical reality. Now, just a little last thing before I cap this off in regards to overwhelm. So this is one of the many experiences that people can have. You know, of course, I could talk about a lot of different ones, depression and so on and so forth. But overwhelm is a good one because overwhelm is basically the success killer. When people go into overwhelm, they do nothing. You go into overwhelm because you're thinking about the how. You're thinking, how can this happen? You're basically problem oriented. You only go into overwhelm when you're problem oriented, not thinking about the solution. So you got to learn how to manage your emotional state and associate massive pain with overwhelm, thinking about what you don't like and don't want, and massive pleasure with clarity, confidence, success, and focusing on what you do like and do want. So use the five. Actually, I think mine are seven. Tony's was just five, but I created like seven. Use the seven problem-solving questions to get out of overwhelm or get out of whatever emotional state you're in to feel more empowered, more hopeful, more clear, more confident, etc. You know, states, emotional states like depression, like overwhelm, well, they're basically a decision. There's something that you create by doing certain patterns of things to get to that state, because overwhelm, depression, those are not your natural states of being. You got to practice to get there. They are disempowered states that come from when you're focused on the how, focused on the problem, focused on the lack of what you want, what you don't want, etc., rather than focusing what you do like. So learn how to manage your emotional state and feel ultimately empowered to know that you can solve any problem by managing your emotional state. When you know you can manage your emotional state to create what you want, and you master how to manage that state, how to be happy regardless of your external circumstances, well, then you really, really become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality. And you can create what you want. When you have opened up to a solution, now come up with a plan to create the solution. Sit down and write out, okay, just allow it to flow. Channel for yourself. What's a good plan to create this solution into physical reality? Come up with a plan to raise, first of all, to raise your vibration to the state of solution. You can use exercises, a lot of different amazing exercises in Abraham, channeled by Esther Hicks' book, like, for instance, Asking It Is Given, the book of positive aspects, where you write down positive aspects of things in life. Rampage of Appreciation, where you just go on and on about what you appreciate about this and that. Another thing you can do is when you're stuck in a problem, distract yourself from that problem by doing something fun. Anything, going to the movies, having sex, whatever floats your boat. All right, number three, pay attention to the results. The first result you're going to get is a change in your emotional state. Your first manifestation is your change in emotional state. Now you're feeling happy. That's your first manifestation. Be proud of that. Be happy that you achieved that. Give yourself a pat on the back. Congratulate yourself. You know, but pay attention to your results, because the emotional results come before the physical results. Pay attention to that. Do I feel better? Yes. Do I feel hopeful? Do I feel more confident? Yes. Do I have more clarity? Am I more excited? Am I more inspired? Yes, yes, yes. And find role models that, number four, find role models that have already have gone through what you have gone through, that have surpassed this issue, that came through on the other side, more empowered, more confident, happier, wealthier. Listen to their stories of how when something really crappy happened, they turned it around and made it really amazing. Classic story is Tony Robbins when he was ripped off by a guy that stole about like $750,000 of his money, and he totally turned that around from possible bankruptcy to complete and utter and total success. Number five, reframe your perception of the issue from a problem or challenge. I mean, challenge sounds better than problem, but even lower that even more to just something a tad annoying, or, you know, reframe it to an opportunity, reframe it to an adventure, or reframe it to something, yay, fun, something great is going to come out of this. I don't know what. Reframe it as an opportunity for growth and expansion, to refocus your energies, to improve your business, or improve your mind. Reframe it from, you know, from challenges come victories. Challenge, if you don't have a challenge, well, you're not gonna have a victory, are you? So from challenges come victories. This is a chance for you to open up more, to grow more, to expand more, to expand beyond your barriers and your limits that are basically limiting you from experiencing more in life, more happiness, more joy, more abundance, more health. You see this as an opportunity to expand your beliefs, to grow bigger than your problems, to become a master of expansion and growth, and a master of transcending problems, and a master of always seeing the gold in every challenge because of the expansion and the growth and the clarity that they provide. See them as an opportunity to expand your circle and expand your ability and mastery and expand your wealth and helping you to become a master of expansion and expanding way beyond any problem, to where that problem becomes just a little insignificant, little pothole to avoid. No big deal, just a little molehill, not a mountain. Overshadow the molehills of life by becoming a mountain. So, to expand your limits, use the seven problem-solving questions. Stop asking disempowering, endless loop, problem focused, unanswerable, unsolvable questions that whip you into a frenzy and build you into a drama queen and build momentum of the problem and grow the problem bigger than, you know, what it really is, which is really an insignificant little thing that's really going to help you create a really amazing thing. Solve your problems by controlling your focus, which controls your emotional state. Your main focus basically is always feel better, feel better, feel better, be happy by focusing on what you want. Appreciate the contrast of the problem because of the clarity it has provided for you to know what you want, but then leave the problem behind. Just walk, you know, keep on going down the path, hiking to the top of the mountain. The only reason you want anything is to feel good. And the problem is just showing you what does not feel good. So focus on what does feel good, which is its opposite. Focus on what you do want and leave what you don't want behind on the dusty trail as you go to the top of the mountain. Woohoo! Now, my powerfully creative friend, these very powerful teachings from these empowering questions that I've just provided for you will only help you if you capitalize on the compound effect of daily rituals of success, where every day you are tuning up and raising your vibration and setting a positive mindset and a positive vibrational state to first and foremost be happy, because that's what I'm always talking about, get happy first. So that you can consciously and deliberately create what you want in your life from that basis of happiness. So I recommend learning how to accomplish this by doing daily rituals of success which of course you can find out, of course, from me in my Daily Success Ritual series on my website. There's going to be a link in this YouTube video, or if you're on Facebook, it's going to be in the description of the video. Of course, they're on my website at zakarvin.com. Because if you don't consciously choose your own emotional state, your happy state, then life, your old patterns, society, beliefs, programs, the environment are going to choose your emotional state for you, and you will basically have an unhappy, reactive, unfulfilling life like most people do. You're going to fall into your old patterns, and you're going to put all your dreams and desires on the shelf and lose your inspiration to even go towards those dreams and desires. And you need something physical and tangible in your life that you can focus your powerful, creative energy upon. You need a platform that will give the universe something to work with to channel the resources that you want, the abundance, the opportunities, the fun people you need and want to make your dreams come true. Because the basic fact of the matter is, my friend, the purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom, and the result is never-ending expansion and fulfillment. And you need a platform to work with on a daily basis that is based upon those principles of life, of fun, freedom, and fulfillment, that will create for you that kind of life where you experience joy and abundance every day. Because you were meant to live this purpose in life on earth. So you need something outside of the typical competitive, lack-oriented, dream-stealing, 9-to-5 life to place your powerful, creative, entrepreneurial energy towards the creation of abundance and wealth and freedom, joy, etc. for yourself, but not only for yourself, but other for society as well. Because the people that help the most people improve their lives are the ones that are the happiest and the richest. So, you need something where the product is fun and freedom, which creates fulfillment in your life. Because without fulfillment, I don't care how much money you got, you're not going to be happy and you're not going to be fulfilled. So if you're sick and tired of struggling in life and sick and tired of having no money and making decisions on a lack of time and a lack of money and tired of pushing life, pushing you where it wants you to go rather than you choosing your destiny, and if you're sick and tired of doing jobs you hate and being in debt, having no time, no money to travel, to spend time with your family and friends like you really, really want to do, and you're ready to change that and ready to have more fun and freedom in your life, and you're ready to have a life of immense love, health, wealth, vitality, adventure, and excitement where every day is a joyful, exciting adventure, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and I will show you how with a quick 2-minute video. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's get you on the road to more joy, more fun, more excitement, more amazing people, more freedom, more love in your life, and let's get you on the road to complete happiness and fulfillment. My name is Kyron. Thank you for watching this video. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. And please check out my self-empowering goodies at zakarvin.com. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. Thanks again for watching this video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and joy and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!